Situations can get sticky fast when governments try to tell citizens what they can and can't believe. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's taking nationalism to the next level. We'll explain how. And have you ever heard the saying, never discuss politics or religion? One Christian disagrees. Learn how to lean into these uncomfortable spaces in just a few moments. First, troubles brewing in India. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA tells us
there are reports out of India, and some of our Voice of the Martyrs contacts have confirmed that Prime Minister Modi and his party are preparing a national anti-conversion law. So not just one of the states or two of the states, but this would be the entire country of India.
VOM contacts say the legislation will be presented to Congress, but no one's seen the official language yet. Lawmakers are working behind the scenes. Stand with local believers as they prepare for spiritual battle.
We've seen an increase in persecution under Modi's government. This says there's more coming, and probably it's going to get worse. We need to pray. We need to pray for the church in India, pray for our brothers and sisters there.
Pray for the religious freedom advocates and lawyers, too.
India is a land that has bragged about religious freedom and religious diversity. And we have Muslims and we have Hindus and we have Christians, and they're all Indian citizens. They're all allowed to be here. That's not the position of Modi and his party. This is a guy who ran as a Hindu nationalist. His government wants India to be a 100% Hindu country.
And yesterday we asked the question, what is worship? Today, we're examining worship as the ultimate response to the Great Commission. Pierre Hosny with Horizons International says he's heard the whole purpose of the Great Commission described as worship.
It's to see, you know, the problem, which is that not everybody is worshiping God, be solved by everybody experiencing Christ, experiencing salvation through Jesus, and really being reconciled with God, so that they can experience their creator and be worshiping their creator. So the lack of worship of God is really the problem.
Western churches have invested a lot in creating relevant and beautiful worship. However, the Arab church is often left with translations of hymns from missionaries who visited decades prior. And this is why Horizons International is investing in churches to help build their own culturally relevant worship arts.
Authentic music of the Arab world is what touches the hearts of most Arab-speaking Muslims. So to have worship that is in that language is a very powerful evangelistic tool.
Ask God to use music to help move the Arab world. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Finally, there's an unspoken rule that unless you're looking for verbal fisticuffs, you don't want to talk about religion or politics in social settings. But John Hartley with Pathways for Mutual Respect says Christians should be willing to lean into those uncomfortable spaces. Hartley's a guest speaker hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and he has a few tips for talking to your coworkers, friends, and family about controversial topics.
The first step is to ask really good questions. The kind of conflict that happens may not be as troublesome as we might assume it would be. Conflict itself isn't necessarily a bad thing. Conflict is something that can help lead us towards something new. It can help us recognize ways we need to grow.
Strongly held convictions have stories behind them. Sharing our stories in conflict can open gospel conversations.
What's really moving you when you think about whatever that controversial topic is that you're kind of concerned about? Something that's happening in the workplace that bothers you and you feel like your faith leads you to want to take a stand, right? What is it that's at the heart level kind of driving you in that? And maybe that'll provide hints at how you might seek out an understanding of the other person's heart. And I think that place of heart is where Jesus most wants to work.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.